Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Prabhupada's activities in the unusual and sometimes stressful situation of airplane travel constitute a special leela. Sometimes the devotees accompanying Prabhupada felt acute discomfort in having to see their spiritual master in such an inconvenienced setting. For example, it was Srila Prabhupada's habit to eat alone, but on planes this was not possible. Of course, he was sitting on the same equal level with his disciples and with non-devotees. Usually, after finishing eating, he told his disciples to share the remnants among themselves. Sometimes the devotees felt that such eating in Prabhupada's presence was perhaps offensive, but Prabhupada always insisted that they should honor the prasadam after he did. He was concerned to see that the devotees were nicely taken care of. Some passengers in the opposite seats would observe the devotees eating and notice that they were eating leftovers from their master's plate. These situations had their nice features in that the devotees were forced by Prabhupada's presence to stay in transcendental consciousness and not be affected by the mundane opinions of karmis. On one occasion, when Srila Prabhupada was flying from Venezuela, the only food he had with him was puffed rice wrapped up in aluminium foil. When his servant told Srila Prabhupada that this was all they had and asked whether Prabhupada wanted to take something from the plain kitchen, Prabhupada replied, "No, we have a prasadam. That's all right." Prabhupada's servant unwrapped the aluminium foil and sat it on the little table before Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ate about half of the puffed rice and then handed it over to the two disciples beside him. Just as the devotees were about to share the remnants, a stewardess walked down the aisle looking at the scene with Prabhupada, stuck her hand into the puffed rice, took a handful and ate it. "This is very good," she said innocently. "What is it?" Prabhupada's servant replied, "It is puffed rice." Prabhupada looked up at the stewardess and was smiling at her. She smiled back at Prabhupada saying, "This is very good." "I'm glad you like it," said Prabhupada's servant. "Are you having anything else to eat?" the stewardess asked. "Well, we are vegetarians," said Shruti Kirti. "Unless there is fruit or something, we won't take." "Oh, I'll go up to first class and get you a basket of fruit," she said. The stewardess was back in a few moments with a basket of fruit along with knives and glasses. She asked if there was anything further she could get. "Prabhupada, would you like some milk?" asked Shruti Kirti. "Yes," said Prabhupada. "Hot milk." Usually, it was not an easy thing to get a cup of hot milk from the airplane crew. But on this occasion, the stewardess was very willing. She went forward and soon returned with hot milk. Everything had happened spontaneously, starting from the moment the stewardess took a bit of prasadam from Prabhupada's plate. Devotees in the temple used to run and dive to get Prabhupada's mahaprasadam, but this stewardess had just spontaneously grabbed a handful and eaten it, and then she had become inspired to render service to Srila Prabhupada. "That was really something," remarked Shruti Kirti after the stewardess had left. "It's natural," said Srila Prabhupada. "Women have a motherly tendency to be like this." On another flight coming from Japan to Hawaii, Srila Prabhupada wanted to have another exchange with a stewardess. Srila Prabhupada was reading in a magazine about women's liberation. With this in mind, he turned to the devotee sitting beside him and said, "Call the stewardess over. Tell her if she wants to be liberated, she should shave her head like us. Then she will be liberated." The devotee with Prabhupada couldn't believe that he really meant it. "Go ahead," insisted Prabhupada. "Call her over and cut a joke. Tell her to shave her head." Prabhupada seemed quite serious about his request and repeated it. but the devotee with him refused to do it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.